This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Shortly after this broadcast concludes, the Surge Education team will fly into action up at our Reedy Park clubrooms. Tim, VK5AV, ably assisted by the other education committee members, will be conducting exams for five potential new amateurs who are all keen to get their foundation licence. This group has spent the last two Sundays preparing for today, and we take this opportunity to wish them all the very best for a successful outcome. Two very freshly minted foundation licensees sat for their standard licence a few weeks ago, and we understand that they have been successful and are now waiting on the ACMA to approve their favoured call signs. Well done, Dennis, VK3 Foxtrot Echo Echo Foxtrot, and David, VK3 Foxtrot Delta Zulu Echo. If all of these fellas decide to join our group, a couple have signed up already, we will nearly be back to the numbers that we had at our AGM this time last year. Unfortunately, our numbers dropped a bit with the passing of Bill, VK5WCC, and the loss of several members due to them moving away for various reasons, so things thankfully tend to even out over time. Our next meeting is our August activity night, and we are very lucky in that Chris, VK3QB, and Ian, VK3BUF, will be coming along to give RAS's QRM Guru presentation to our group. We anticipate that this will be well attended, as most of us seem to have problems with QRM of some sort afflicting our enjoyment of the hobby. From all the reports gleaned from visits to other clubs, this presentation has helped a number of amateurs track down and either eliminate or at least reduce their interference problems. We are hopeful that we may have a similar outcome. I will report on this at a later date. Many of our members have been smitten with the dreaded flu-like symptoms over the last month or two, and although a few have been confined to bed for a week or more, most of us seem to have survived, thankfully. This year has seen the deadliest version yet, and many have lost their lives. Very sad indeed. That's about enough for me for this week. As always, our members would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. This coming Thursday at 7:30 PM is our monthly general meeting, where members get the opportunity to have input into the club's activities and support the work of promoting amateur radio among the myriad of technologies currently demanding attention from people everywhere. It is to this endeavour that we are running a foundation course and examinations on the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of August, commencing at the club at 9 AM. If you have family or friends who would like to open the door to the great world of amateur radio, then have them register with Mike, VK5ZC, before the end of July, either by phone 0410 221 011, or by email vk5zc@skark.org.au, and he will give you all the information you need. The venue is the club rooms at the Scout Hall, Railway Avenue, Seaford Meadows. The 77mm repeater is still running from its temporary location, and part of the general meeting this month will discuss the ongoing requirements and obstacles to bring our repeater service back up to scratch. All members are encouraged to attend. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes on behalf of the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The Tech Night on the 17th of July was a presentation on online SDR receivers by David, VK5KK, demonstrating the ICOM IC7900 plus a number of add-on devices. It was a very well received presentation and most interesting. The Tech Night on the 21st of August will be a presentation by Ian, VK5ZD, on VK5CL contest logging software. The fifth Wednesday event on the 31st of July will not take place due to it clashing with the Science Alive setup day commencing very early on the Thursday. Science Alive event commences with a setup on Thursday the 1st of August, Schools and Students Day on Friday the 2nd of August, with about 60 schools and 4,000 plus students so far booked in, and there has been a strong ticket sales for the general public days of Saturday and Sunday. Preparation for JOTA by Bruce VK5VAB is progressing well for the weekend of the 19th and 20th of October. All volunteers contact Bruce on email on joti6@outlook.com. The next general meeting is on Wednesday the 7th of August. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, the F-Troop Net on 146.850 MHz at 5 p.m. on Friday evenings is going very well, with many stations calling in. It's ably run by Tony, VK5FBIC, using the North East Radio Club call sign VK5WOW. So come up next Friday and have a QSO on the F-Troop Net. Also next Friday night, the 26th of July, is the Tech Night. And it's going to be a presentation by Neil, VK5KA, on RF transformers. Now this promises to be a good talk, so come along to the North East Radio Club next Friday and get there at about 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Tea, coffee, soft drinks and ample parking are all available. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on July the 26th. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there is no need to book, just turn up. General meetings start at 7:30, and the presentations are run first before a light supper, and then the business part of the meeting last. The August the 15th general meeting, we will have David Murphy to tell us about radio and audio pioneers of South Australia. Many of you will remember David's excellent talk about theatre loudspeakers some time ago. The July technical session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 27th, and this will be a presentation on tuning and adjusting short HF vertical antennas intended for vehicle mounting. I'll have three different antennas to demonstrate. The ALARA contest is on the weekend of August the 24th and the 25th. Details at http://www.alara.org.au/contests/. Do we have any volunteers to run a JOTA event on the weekend of October the 20th and the 21st? Email me expressing your interest now, please. I'm going to approach the Girl Guides ladies who run the facilities at the site where our shack is situated and see if they can rustle up some interest from local guides and scout troops in our area. A new version of the club calendar is on the website now. This year's AHARS Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it is being held at the Marion RSL. Advanced bookings for tables can be made with Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, and his email address is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, and his email address is vk5tw at wia.org.au. We're planning to have a car boot sale in the car park at the RSL club rooms. To sell in the car boot sale, you will still have to have a seller's wristband, and to buy from these sellers, you will have to have a buyer's wristband. You will have to sign in and pay your fees. January 2020 AHA's annual picnic will be held at the Marion RSL, like last year's very successful picnic, and it will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. More information on this event next week when I finalise plans with the RSL. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au. You can also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.